Histories. I'm here today with Joe Pankowski from the First Congregational Church of Darien. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Alexis. Good to talk with you.
Awesome. So what is your role at FCC?
I am the church historian.
Awesome. What got you interested in that position?
Well, basically, I have had a long interest in history since I was a kid, originally with Civil War history, being raised in the South, and then ultimately moving up to New England back in 1990. I got interested in Revolutionary War history, and of course, one of the major Revolutionary War events in Fairfield County was the raid on the Meeting House in 1781.
Yeah, so do you want to talk a little bit more about that raid? Like, what was the original purpose of building the First Congregational Church?
Sure. The First Congregational Church actually traces its history all the way back to the Puritan Separatists in the 16th century and the Pilgrims who came to America in 1620. They moved on to Watertown, Massachusetts in 1630. They then went on to Wethersfield, Connecticut in 1635. And our mother church was in Stamford in 1641. And as you know, Darien was originally part of Stamford. So as a result, the church was part of Stamford for quite some time. And so people would have to commute to Sunday services, which went from 9 to noon and then from 2 to 5 p.m. every Sunday. So much for your day of rest. And this is, of course, in a horse and buggy era. So one of the things that people started to get complaining about, especially in the winter, was the idea that, oh my goodness, do we really have to drive down what was then known as the Old Country Road every Sunday? And so they finally were allowed to start to worship in houses in the winter. And then some people said, well, forget the spring, summer, and fall as well. We'll worship in our houses. And they started petitioning the Stamford Church, please let us go. Please let us go. Please let us go. And ultimately, a new church was founded in what is now Darien, the Middlesex Parish, right next to where our current building stands in 1737. And in 1744, Moses Mather, a recent graduate of Yale, became our first settled minister.
Awesome. So what do you think the first reverend of the First Congregational Church would think of our church today?
He would certainly be pleased to listen to the prayers and the concern which we have for each other and the way we interact with the broader community. He would be shocked by certain things. For example, back in his day, men and women would be separated in the meeting house.
Yep.
Half on one side, half on the other. Back in his day, the sermons would be much more fire and brimstone, that is, you need to be saved. You need to, you know, everything else. So he would be surprised by our sermons today being much more about God's love and how you're accepted by God. Mm-hmm. And finally, he would be shocked to see the organ and the piano because at that time there were no musical instruments in the church.
So what aspects of the First Congregational Church's history like still remain in the church today?
Well, certainly we are still all about Jesus and God. That will be the number one thing. In other words, we still worship Jesus every single Sunday, okay? And more, just as importantly, from our church's perspective, we all as congregants are in charge of worship services, funding, and things of that nature. So right now we are actually, just like they did in 1744, looking for a new settled minister. And that is being led by a group of lay people who are in the midst of doing that.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. And then, so what inspired you to write the history of the First Congregational Church?
Well, back in 2019, we were celebrating the 275th anniversary of the ordination of Moses Mather. And so I was asked by our then senior minister to do a monthly history note of, you know, interesting things of the First Congregational Church's past. And so those notes were turned into a full-blown history of the First Congregational Church in 2020, and that's what we have today.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
More than welcome, Alexis. Thank you for having me.
Okay.